Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Let me go to Niamh Kennedy. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Good. This decision to postpone the leaving certificate onto July / August. You're due to sit the leaving certificate. How did you react?
On Friday afternoon when the announcement was made, I cried and I had a panic attack and I was just overwhelmed. I felt really hopeless. I just felt like, I feel like we can't go on until then, and like no one thought about how we'd feel hearing that news and being asked to keep going until then.
And what would you prefer, what would you hope for, Niamh? In the world we now live in?
I think, I just don't see how going in and sitting in exam halls for hours with other students and examiners can work. So ideally I'd like the exams to be cancelled and a predicted grade scheme to be put in place, and possibly if you aren't happy with the grade you get in a subject, to be able to sit the exam in that subject. I just don't see how we can all sit in a room and sit the physical exams after months of not being in school without access to proper online classes.
And did you do mocks, by the way?
I sat my mocks. I sat my last mock exam the afternoon the schools were closed on the 12th, and the exam had to be moved up so that we could be out by 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I still don't know the results to a couple of my mock exams, and I'm sure a lot of students are in the same position. So I feel really up in the air at the moment and don't know where I am with school.
But did... Are you saying, when you talk predictive, Niamh, are you saying based on the mocks plus input from each teacher? Or
Hopefully, I'd like to think it would be unbiased and hopefully not done by teachers on based on their own students. Hopefully schools have records of results through tests throughout 5th and 6th year, and it could be done unbiased and by teachers who don't have the students and remotely, so there wouldn't be physical contact and social distancing could be maintained. It's the only fair solution I see, and I just feel so hopeless, and like I just don't see how they can ask us to sit the traditional exams at the end of July after being out of school for so long when we aren't receiving the traditional education that every other year group receives.
Because when you had a panic attack, which is horrific, it's horrific, and I hope you had mechanisms and between your family and yourself to deal with a panic attack and anxiety. But is it that you feel I'm going to be stressed till July / August?
I
have this hanging over me.
I think everyone always hears from the time you go into first year, from every adult, that the Leaving Cert is the most stressful time in your life, and after that, nothing is as bad. And this new level of stress we're feeling is just unprecedented, and it feels like no one making the decision can put themselves in our shoes and understand how stressful it is. And we were so close to the end goal, the finish line was in sight, and now it's being pushed out, and we're asked to be in work just as hard and stay just as motivated for so much longer, and it's so hard.
Because Easter was always seen as the final furlong into the Leaving Cert. Easter was the big push, so to speak, and once you got through Easter, you were there. Do you get stressed around exams, Niamh, like so many people do?
Yeah, I'm not the most stressed, but I would be quite conscientious when it comes to my schoolwork, and I try my hardest and I'm motivated, and like every other 6 year, I just want to do my best at the end of it, and it feels like we're not getting the chance to do our best now because of this.
And how have you been managing through the lockdown?
I'm lucky. I have access to online resources with school, and I can access them on my smartphone. But a lot of students aren't in that position. I've been trying to keep on top of it, but you have no teacher there to tell you which homework to do to give you guidance. So it is hard to stay motivated and get up in the morning when you have nowhere to go. You can sit at your desk in your pajamas, and there's no one monitoring you to make sure you're still working. There's no guidance, and I feel quite directionless at the moment.
And well, the main teacher union, the ASTI, have, well, I know it's an initial saying, but their immediate reaction was to say they told its members they won't be compelled to work for the rescheduled leaving cert in July or August or whatever, and that they've serious concerns about it. Now, that drew mainly, as far as I can see last night and reading newspapers, that drew a negative reaction from a lot of people, especially parents of leaving cert students. But anyway, maybe they rethink it. But that's their position. Maybe that means there can be no leaving cert in July or August.
Yeah, I don't see how.
By the way, I'm realizing that the prospect of saying, okay, we do the leaving cert in September, that would be anathema to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't. They're taking away our opportunity to go into college as normal and to progress into third level education. I mean, this is supposed to be the time where we're working towards our end goal. We're seeing our friends possibly for the last time. And Leo Varadkar, I think, even said that we don't want you to have to lose a year of your life or half a year of your life. And that it feels like that's what's happening. Our entrance into college might be delayed, and we don't even have, we have no tangible dates yet, and we won't until
okay.
June.
Let me bring in a few more students, Niamh. 51551, watch your hand. Kira Searson.
Hello,
Kira is in County Clare. Kira, are you for or against the postponed leaving cert?
Yeah, I honestly believe that's the fairest option right now.
Is what? To reschedule it for July?
I feel like predictions is the best option.
Oh,
it's
predictions,
fair for
okay.
All students.
Okay, so you want predictions? Predictive, yeah. Okay. Did you do your mocks?
Yeah, I did do my mocks.
That's interesting. Where's Conor Brennan? Conor Brennan is in Gorey. Conor, did you do, your students do their, I know you are president of the student council there in one of the biggest schools in the country. Did you do your mocks, Conor?
I did, yeah, but I didn't get one subject back, politics and society.
Okay. So what's the view in your school? You're a student council president, so you have a lot of contacts. What's the view?
A lot of students are unhappy about it, of course. Now, some think it's the fairest option to delay it. But what I believe is, I believe all practicals should be scrapped and just a written paper should be fit. Like, I've an engineering exam coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea of, we'll bring you in at 2 weeks at the very end where you can make the pieces, and it'll take about 6 weeks to make the pieces, I think it's a bit rude to say that to someone and offensive.
So what's your suggestion then, Conor?
That we scrap all the practical elements and just fit the paper.
When?
I think the 2 months, to delay it by 2 months is too much. Now, I admit there is a national emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. If it could be brought forward, it should be brought forward. And maybe with the junior cycle not being fit, there'll be set exam centres that could be kind of distributed so the students may be able to participate in social distancing.
Yeah, but then even people say before the exam and after the exam, how would you stop students congregating to talk about the exam? Could they be done online as well as having backup centres where people didn't have broadband?
I don't think it could be done online. How would you make sure it's fair? And just the whole element of cheating, I think it would be very hard to kind of police and that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And as well, the people that will be most affected are people from lower socioeconomic areas and rural areas that don't have access to broadband.
Molly McCullen. Molly, good afternoon. You're a Leaving Cert student.
Yes, I am.
Where are you based, Molly?
I'm from Meath, but I attend a school in Drogheda.
Okay, and what's the general feeling about postpone or what? Or predictive?
Well,
it's basically down to postpone or predictive at this stage.
Well, following the announcement on Friday and the immediate discussion with my peers, the phone was explosive
with
conversation. It was overwhelmingly, they were so upset and actually quite shocked about the treatment of the students and actually how we were ignored in the decision to postpone the exams. Because everyone that I've spoken to is in favour of the predictive grading system.
Did you do your mocks?
Yes, I did my mocks and I have all my results back.
Well, that's, is that not a gateway to trying to sort this out of most? And mocks are normally regarded as harder than the Leaving Cert, and they're independently verified and independently marked.
Yes, definitely. If the predictive grading system was to be implemented, they definitely should be considered in it, because it is a very good indicator for how you will do in your Leaving Cert. Of course, some students improve and some students disimprove. But they are an indicator. But I'd also be in favour of taking a look at past results in school tests and house exams and Christmas exams, and also the teacher's actual opinion of how that student would have improved on their mock result as well.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we're missing out on that vital time after the mocks, where you would see where you need to improve as well. No other year group has ever missed out on that time.
Now, Molly, I hope... the good thing about... they're all great ideas, but what I also hear is that you're all in contact with loads of your pals and colleagues and friends. And please keep that up. Anyone who's under stress or anxiety, please talk to your friends. Please.
Yeah, it's very important.
Niamh, you too as well.
Yeah.
keep in touch with your friends. That's what will get you through. And Connor as well. I'm sure, I know Gorey is a great school and they have mental health seminars and mental health issues are raised. But try and everyone keep in touch with friends. And if you haven't heard, if in the group of your WhatsApp group or whatever, you haven't heard from one particular person because they're fed up or whatever, everyone has to make an effort to contact them and try and get them back into the chat again. And we're all in this together. Niamh, mind yourself. Connor, Molly as well. Thank you all. 51551, wash your hands.